have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
We're going to have a three-minute review podcast right now. So we're going to talk about NFL and the church. So the church has two things that they can learn from the NFL. One is the NFL is great at hype. And number two, the NFL is great at tech. And so with the hype, what does that mean for the church? What are some things the NFL is great at that, Nils? And then what are some things the church can take away?
I just think you see it all over social media. They go all in on Sundays especially. So you can't look at your Twitter stream and not see posts about football. And I think the NFL is fully behind that. I don't think it's accidental that that's happening. I think they're very intentional about maximizing so much happening around Sundays and really creating hype around that. And then obviously they create these little short video clips that I was, as a Texans fan, they had a terrible first week, but seeing those little clips and those hard hitting clips the week before the season starts, it got me hyped about the season. Talk tech a little bit. What do you see when it comes to the NFL and tech?
Yeah, there's no doubt the NFL is great at now. They have this this dual thing that they're kind of balancing, that they're trying to make the home experience powerful, interactive. And then at the same time, they're still trying to fill the stadiums. And that's what any sports franchise, you're trying to balance that. But at home, you got all these amazing ways to experience the content. You got Red Zone with, you know, DirecTV and all the different channels. They're giving promotional items and mobile apps and watching content later. I just think tech-wise, they make the experience so well. And the same thing with fantasy sports. Fantasy sports makes it so that you're not just worried about one player on one team. You're worrying about players in a bunch of different teams. So they strategically made people invested through mobile apps engaging. I mean, after that, today, you know, after I had a staff meeting today, I was checking my fantasy team to see, oh, did I beat him? You know, what happened, you know? Yeah. And so those are the things text-wise that they integrated the experience everywhere. So it's with churches, you know, the unfortunate part is that we sometimes limit it to just the hour a week. And the idea with the tech and what NFL stuff is that you make sure you see it everywhere. And I think churches can learn about being on multiple platforms, trying and experimenting multiple things that can be so powerful. What's one thing with tech for you that you see with the NFL?
You know, I love the mobile app. Yesterday, I got the Sunday Ticket, I believe it's called, the mobile app where I was able to kind of track all the games in one place. I've done it with the ESPN app in the past, but with the Sunday Ticket or whatever the NFL app was that I downloaded yesterday, Chris Trapudi told me to download. It just kept me connected to all the games in one place. I could actually click on one and watch it. I could listen. I could do whatever I wanted to. But I loved that mobile technology, how they were using that. I wasn't able to watch it on my TV because I was engaged in just one game. But I understand that the two work well together, the connected TV devices and the mobile apps. I love how they're using technology and all of it collectively around NFL games.
And the last thing I'll add to the first part with the hype is that I think the NFL is really great at strategically making a certain amount of weeks a year number one. So obviously preseason kind of leads up and then you go, but then you're dormant. And so they still tease things, but I think the church can learn a lot of communication wise around the idea of making only so many weekends a year number one. If you're saying this is the best weekend ever, 52, you know, weekends a year, then people are going to start not listening. But the idea is focus some attention, obviously around Easter and Christmas, but some other series around there, maybe January, people are looking at New Year's, new starts, new fitness plans, all those things. Maybe that's when you do something. So those are things, hype and tech, the NFL does great and churches can learn a lot. If you got something that you can add to that, the churches can learn from the NFL, do hashtag SMC podcast. I'm sorry about your football team, Nils, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMCPodcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.